Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us.
Hey everyone, today is a special episode because today I am going to teach Stephanie how to make the world's best cup of coffee. Woo!
You're gonna nerd out. I am so excited.
Yes, I even wore my shirt, Stephanie. It says coffee slut. We talked about that previous episode.
Well, for the record, Tamara, you are the best coffee maker in the entire world.
Thank you. You're welcome, America.
You're welcome, America. Tamara will be teaching you something very important today.
Yes. And Stephanie's got her Dirty Lazy Keto shirt on, which is super cute. It's a tank top.
Nice. I'm branching out. I may, you know, become a store owner at some point. I'm thinking about it, actually, starting to offer apparel. You never know.
Merch. We'll do merch. Oh, and I forgot to mention that we're also, after I teach Stephanie how to make the world's best cup of coffee, Stephanie is going to tell us how to bulletproof our coffee. I'm excited.
I am so excited. So Tamara, let me just ask you a question. What if someone's listening on audio only, like on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio? How will they benefit today?
Not to worry, audio listeners. We were going to talk you through the whole way, so you won't miss out on anything. So hang in there, audio listeners. We got you.
We got your back. You would like to watch the YouTube version, this is available on the Dirty Lazy Keto YouTube channel in video format, all of its glory. And then you can see Tamara's coffee slut t-shirt.
Yes, with my purple hair.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to get started, Tamara, because I just want to, for the record, I just need everyone to know I am terrible at making coffee. I have no idea how or what's special. I don't know why people go to Starbucks. I just don't. I'm going to be honest with you. This is what I grew up with in my house. We had like, what is it? U-Ban or
Folgers
or, you know, whatever was inexpensive. Oh, and my family, that's how I grew up.
No, throw that away.
Okay. So I'm just going to be quiet and listen while Tamara teaches me how to make the world's best coffee.
Well, you need the right equipment. Now, there's a bunch of different coffee makers. We could percolate it. We could do it in the Keurig. We could do a French press. But the method I'm going to use is the pour over because coffee snobs agree that is the tastiest.
Okay. You lost me on all those big words. I just want to throw that out there. Percolate and resonate. Yeah.
It's a pour over.
And the down. We're doing a pour over method today because that's the best. Okay.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Because it's one cup at a time and it doesn't sit in your coffee maker. The more it sits, it gets kind of acidic and ugh. So you don't want it sitting. This is like a small batch. You know how you do small batch beer? Well, this is small batch coffee.
Okay.
So you didn't.
So I can only have one cup at a time. That's what you're telling me. One cup of the world's best coffee at a time.
Yes, that's the best way to make it. I'm not saying this is practical. Like I don't do this every morning. Like I use a Keurig. I have one in the back there. I use a Keurig, but this is if you want like just a damn good cup of coffee.
Well, okay, I would really like a damn good cup of coffee.
All right. I had to get you equipment because Stephanie didn't have it. But all you
I had
need,
nothing, people. Let's just be honest.
You just need this cup. It's a little thing that sits on top of your coffee cup and it's for a filter. Okay.
Is this the one I'm supposed to use right now?
That's exactly what you're supposed to
use. Now, which way does it go?
That's the right way, the way you have it. So she has it. There's a round flat part that fits over the top of your coffee cup. Okay. So you want to get your cup, but Stephanie, I have some advice about cups too. your cup.
I can't
is awesome.
Use my cool Dirty Lazy Keto cup.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But what you don't want to use are cups that have a like enormous wide mouth. First of all, your thing won't fit in it on top of it. But also, just a handy tip, these get really cold fast. Oh. That's a really
well. This
cute
is
cup.
What I use, Tamara, every morning because it's the biggest coffee cup I own, and then I can fill it to the brim.
Yeah.
So you're saying I cannot use this because it gets cold?
You can, but it'll get cold faster. What you want, as what I have, is which. See how this one has a real narrow top, but then big at the bottom. That's actually better because it'll just stay hotter longer. But if you don't, if you
so can I admit fast, to you that I put ice cubes in my coffee right now? Did you not want to know? Is that bad?
No. Well, if you're making iced coffee.
Oh, no, okay. I'm not. I'm just in a hurry to wake up.
Okay.
Okay. I'm listening. All right. So I have my pour over on top of my small coffee cup.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. Now we want to heat up the water.
Okay.
Now you can, people have different temperatures, but usually it's like 140 to 200 degrees, but who actually takes their water temperature? I just get mine to boiling because I like mine super hot. Did you put filtered water in there?
Oh, no, I already messed up. No, I did not put filtered water in there.
Okay, of all the tips I give you today, filtered water is the most important. It makes your coffee taste 10 times better. Yeah, so I got mine from our little fridge filter, and I'm going to pour it in my kettle.
Let me go in my fridge and see what I have. I don't want anyone to see.
Don't look in there.
So are you talking about something like this? Would this be acceptable?
Yeah. Stephanie has a pitcher with a filter on top, any kind, whatever, you know, just good water. Especially if you're in an area where the tap water doesn't taste great, definitely want to use filtered water. Okay. And then you can heat it up in, Stephanie's using a tea kettle, which is perfectly fine. I'm using something fancier called a gooseneck kettle.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a gooseneck kettle.
A gooseneck kettle.
Yeah. So it's actually made just for pour overs. It's much more accurate, but honestly, you don't need it. I like it because it's fun, but you don't actually need
it.
That's
very fun.
It's
more accurate. Can you tell me more about what that means?
Like when you pour over it, I'll show later, you want to swirl it around, but if you do that with the kettle, it might spill all over the place.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you're saying that if I try to pour my hot water out of the kettle, it's just going to go willy nilly over my grounds as opposed to a artful pour over. This is very complicated.
It's very complicated, but
you are seriously the world's best cup of coffee professor. I am very impressed.
But I'll say on this tip, if you don't have a fancy gooseneck, not a problem. It doesn't matter. I've used just a pot of boiling water and you can make it work.
I can still have a good cup of coffee.
Yeah. So get that heating up.
I'm ready. I'm going to heat that up.
Wow. Yeah. And then when it's boiling, it's ready to go. Okay. So Stephanie's getting hers on the stove and I've pressed mine. Mine's a little electric thing. You just push a button and
it has
a little, I know, it has a little temperature gauge on top. Super fancy.
Okay. We have a temperature gauge on our coffee pot.
Yes.
People. Okay. Pay attention.
Let's talk about coffee. Cause now we want to get the coffee ready. You definitely, the ones that Stephanie showed you, like Uban or the store brands, those aren't yet. Those aren't, if you want the world's best cup of coffee, don't
I want
use
the
them.
World's best cup of coffee. Tamara.
Okay. Coffee snobs will tell you that the best coffee is coffee that's been ground just before you use it.
So Tamara, I should not be buying pre-ground coffee like this.
Not for the world's best coffee.
Not for the world's best
coffee. So buy whole beans.
Now, what about this fancy coffee I bought for 99 cents that's freeze-dried in a spritz?
That's a hell no.
Not that you
can get good coffee on sale or discount, but the dollar store off brand probably isn't the one you want to use.
So I should be buying like a real bean.
Yeah. And you have a Starbucks one. The one we're using today, that's my favorite I'll hold it up here. It's called Phil's PHILZ. They're a Bay Area company.
Okay.
Yes. The reason why I like these beans is because they're super low acid, so it tastes really smooth. super smooth. So I recommend
Phil's. How do you know? Like, what if you don't have a Phil's in your community? Where should, or how do you pick out a low acid coffee bean?
You know, you just Google search it, ask a friend. You can go into Starbucks and say, hey, what's a low acid coffee you have? Because the low acid ones, let me take this off, are they don't hurt your stomach as much. I don't know. So, but it's all taste too. Some people like the high acid one. Like an Italian roast is a kind of more acidic one, or a French roast. So they're still tasty.
Italian roast is not good, or it is good?
It's good. It's just going to be a little bit more acid in it.
Is that why it was $4? No, I would like you to notice that all of my coffee, Tamara, it has these little discount tags because I shop at a lot of discount stores. So I kind of just buy whatever's on sale.
Yeah.
But I will pay more attention to the label next time.
Right. And I also, one thing you held up, you're storing your coffee in a bag with a bag clip.
Yes, that's how I do it.
Wrong. That's wrong.
This is not good. Damn it, Tamara.
Okay. The best
I'm doing really poorly today. So far, I've got nothing right. I just want to admit
that. We're going
to
turn you into a coffee snob.
So no clips on my coffee. That's not good.
No. In fact, you shouldn't store it in the bag. You should get an airtight container. I have one here. Just the typical ones. Well, that one she's holding up an old coffee can.
Well, this is what I do if I don't have a clip. I just stick it in here with a little
invest in one of these like I have that has a seal on it, and then you click it down. Those
this
are
is
the,
a little
the
embarrassing today.
Airtight canisters.
So Tamara, you brought this to me. Thank you for this lovely gift. This is Phil's coffee beans in a sealed jar.
Airtight container. Airtight. Just like that one. Hey, you know another dirty,
I don't know
lazy.
How to open it.
You push the wire up like see the wire, push that up with your thumb, push up.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
She got it. She's struggling with the how to do that.
Okay, I got it.
There you go. Hey, you know where you can find these really cheap, these airtight canisters? Where? Thrift store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got this one for $3. Isn't it cute?
And it just has to be airtight.
Just has
glass
a little
or metal. Does it matter?
The ceramic or glass, or you can get metal too. It does. That doesn't matter. Yeah. You just want it airtight. Okay. I used to freeze my beans in the bag. I would just throw it in the freezer thinking, this should stay fresher. But I've read that that actually isn't as good as this way.
Now what if you're in a tropical location? Because I know when we go on vacation at the beach, I find my coffee gets really weird. So I put it in the freezer. Should I do
that? Yeah. No. Airtight container. Oh, that'll keep it from the the humidity, but without freezing it. Because freezing it, I guess, takes the oils out of it. And you want the oils in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's grind our beans.
Okay. How do I do that?
Stephanie
again brought me a little present. She brought me a small coffee grinder, which I don't know how to use. I've never done this before. I'm very
never
excited.
Never done it. Okay, plug it in. And just a word about coffee grinders. They're not expensive. I think this one was $20-$25.
Thank you for the gift.
Yay. And then if you don't have a grinder, you can use, in a pinch, you could use a blender or a food processor. It kind of doesn't get it as nice as this or as consistent. It's kind of too, some parts are chunky and some parts aren't. So I don't recommend it. So if you have if you're really coffee aficionado like me, get a grinder.
If you want the world's best cup of coffee, you must do it Tamara's way.
You must get a grinder.
You must.
So you plug that in. All right. So how much coffee for one cup? Well,
so we're not going to do like the whole thing at once?
No. You grind as you go.
Why not? Oh.
Because once you grind it, it releases all its freshness. So you want to do it right before each cup.
Okay. This is serious. This is a time commitment.
Yes.
You have to put a lot of thought into this for the world's best cup of coffee.
Yes. And you'll annoy your family because you'll wake them up with your grinding.
Well, that's okay. Because I'll be really happy without any acidity in my coffee.
Yeah. So the rule is that you'd use one scoop. I gave you a coffee scoop. One scoop per cup. The scoop you get, like these scoops I gave you, often come with your coffee. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. They're 2 tablespoons. So if you don't have a coffee scoop, it's 2 tablespoons for about 6 ounces of coffee, which is like your small coffee cup.
So this is 2 tablespoons?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So put that in your grinder.
Just one or two?
Just one per 6 ounce.
Okay,
now,
one per 6 ounce.
I use 1.5 because I like really strong coffee. So do you?
Well,
like
I want to be like Tamara, so I'm going to do whatever you do.
I do an extra couple beans more. Yeah. Okay.
This is dirty lazy. We're going to break the rules a little bit.
And we like our coffee strong.
Nothing.
Like ourselves. Okay. So you throw it in the grinder. Another thing about the grinder.
Yes.
Don't use this for anything else. Don't grind your peanut butter in here. Don't grind your spices. Don't grind your nutmeg.
That is a very good tip because I can see already people were eyeing this because you brought it to my house yesterday. My husband was like, ooh, we could make fresh spices. We could make pesto. No, don't let him.
That's a no-no.
Only coffee.
Yes, only coffee. Okay, how long do you grind it? That's the next question.
I don't know. How do I grind it?
Well, it depends. The longer you grind it, the finer it is. So if you're making espresso, you want it real fine and it's going to be real strong. So finer, stronger. But we're not
Is espresso a different bean, Tamara? Because I felt stupid to ask you this, but I noticed, I didn't even bring it out because I felt dumb. But one of my bags of coffee in my pantry, it said espresso. And I'm like, is that a different bean?
It's a darker roast. Usually Italian. They'll use Italian for espresso. You can use different ones but they like the really dark, more acidic ones typically. Okay. So Italian is actually a dark roast. We're going to make just a regular cup of coffee, not a
Wait, that's espresso. Like the advanced course.
Yes. Stay tuned.
That'll be next episode.
So for pour overs, they recommend grinding for 10 to 15 seconds.
And how do you grind with the grinder?
Okay. So you open the lid, you put it in, and then you put the lid back on top. And mine, you just push down on the lid. Or sometimes they'll have a little button on the top. I'm not sure which one I got you. Push the, there. Did you get it? Okay.
Yeah. How long do I do that for?
10 to 15. Let's do 10 to 15.
Do you pulse or is it a constant pressure?
Constant hold.
Okay.
Ready? Go. That was a great question about pulsing. Because if you're doing this in a blender, pulse it. But in a coffee grinder, keep holding it.
Thank you, Professor, for the positive feedback.
Because if you're doing
it, I was feeling kind of bad about myself. Now I'm feeling better.
No, if you're doing it in a blender, it heats up the beans too much. So you pulse it so it doesn't overheat the beans.
Again, best cup of coffee lesson ever.
Okay.
This is serious. I hope everyone's learning because I'm learning a lot.
And you should smell it. Oh, it smells so good. Okay.
Mm. Nothing smells better than fresh coffee beans.
Doesn't it? Okay.
Delicious.
So now that we have it ground up.
May I ask you one last question?
Sure.
Now, what about these flavored coffees? Do you recommend these? Like the kind of French vanilla or, pumpkin spice? Do you recommend that? Or
if you like it, but don't grind it in the same grinder as your other coffee.
Because?
It's holy. It's only.
This is a holy machine.
If all you eat are those, all you drink are the flavored ones, then go ahead and use it. But it leaves the flavor in the grinder.
I was wondering about that. Okay.
And they're hard to clean. Like you can't just soak it in water. So never soak these in water. You can only wipe it out.
Okay.
So be
very weary. That's why you don't use it for peanut butter or pesto or spices or anything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm learning.
Okay. So now for our little pour over filter thing that sits on top of your coffee, you want to put a paper filter on it.
Is there a particular filter I should use?
Well, these are called cone filters, and usually the pour overs will need a cone filter like Stephanie has. There's a small one and a big one. We're using the small one, but you know what? In a pinch, I've used a large one. I've even used the one for the basket and just shoved it in there.
I love how you think that's in a pinch is using a misshaped coffee filter. Because what I do, Tamara, is I use paper towels or I use like 3-day old coffee things. Filters.
No, don't. Oh, good Lord. No, you're fired.
No. So no paper towels.
No, because the paper towel.
I'm sorry, my mom taught me that.
In a pinch, those are fine, but they leave bits of paper. These don't.
Okay.
Actually, these aren't expensive. Like, I got these are at every grocery store. I just look for cone filters, and they're about the same price as the other filters.
Yeah, they're very inexpensive.
A couple dollars for like 40.
Okay.
I can handle that. So you got your filter in there, but before you put your coffee in,
much work. I'm really excited. Okay.
Okay.
So before I put it in, sorry.
Yeah, you need to, this is really snobby, and I don't always do this, but they recommend.
I want the full experience, so please.
Okay. They recommend you swish a little hot water first. And what happens is there's a little paper residue, and it gets out the paper residue and won't get in your coffee. So
we're going to swish water in the paper filter before we do the filter.
So put it on top of your, in the coffee thing.
Okay.
Put it in here. Yeah.
And so still in place.
Put it in the pour over, and then put a little coffee water.
Little
the water you just heated up.
Okay.
And just get it wet.
Just get it wet.
And then dump out that hot water that you just got it wet.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. And that'll rinse out the any paper residue. Okay. So you should have what you should have now is a wet coffee cone filter. In your pour
over. I'm holding up my wet coffee cone.
Beautiful.
Does that look correct?
That looks beautiful.
Professor?
Yes. Yes, my dear.
Thank you.
Yes, grasshopper.
I'm ready to proceed, master.
Okay. So now we take our ground coffee and we put it in our filter.
Now you just dump it in? Just tap it in?
Yeah. Just tap it in. Some come with a little brush, a little coffee brush that you brush. I'm not that fancy.
I don't want to waste any. So I'm just pouring it from my grinder into the pour over pre-moistened filter.
Yes. And now you are ready to do the pour over.
This is so exciting.
I know.
I am about to have my first world's perfect cup of coffee.
We are so close.
As seen on the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
I know. Okay. Now get your kettle of water, Stephanie. The first thing, don't pour it yet. Did you pour it yet?
Okay. Nope. I am waiting for instructions.
So you're supposed to enough water to just cover the grounds and then stop and wait 45 seconds.
Oh my goodness. Really?
Yes. That's supposed to release the gases.
This is why it takes like 10 minutes to get your cup of coffee at Phil's or Starbucks. Is that why? Are they doing all this back there?
Yes, they are. At Phil's, I know.
I just thought they were taking all my money. They are not. No. They're making a great cup of coffee.
Okay. So I think it's been 45 seconds. So then the best way to do it is you just swirl the water in circles.
Wait.
Until this is where the gooseneck.
That's why you have the fancy pour over because you can swirl it
since
in
you
circles.
Have a kettle, just pour it over and then you're going to.
And I'm going to try to swirl in circles.
Yeah.
How much water?
Just keep going until your cup is full.
Okay.
And then after that, you're good to go. You can peek under there to make sure, you know, to see
how
full it is.
Should I be pouring slowly?
Yeah. Pour slowly.
Because it's kind of filling up in my filter.
Yeah. And then it'll go down and then go back. Sometimes I'll just walk away and do something else and then come back and fill it up. But ideally, you would swirl it around and get the stuff off the sides. And
I have to admit, I saw one of these at a friend's house, these pour over things. And I thought that they were like poor, like they didn't have a coffee machine. I was like, oh, he has no money for a coffee machine. I should buy him one for his birthday. I really did think that. It's a young family member we have. He's just smarter than I am and making better coffee.
You're just extra classy.
He was. And you know, this is 0 grams of net carbs per serving, by the way.
Exactly.
And 0 calories. Thank you.
Well, now, if you want to add cream or sugar on Dirty Lazy Keto, you can totally do that, right, Stephanie? Like, I like full fat cream. I'm not a big sweet person. So I'm going to stop mine. How is yours doing? How full
did yours
get?
Mine's doing great. It's still kind of filtering through.
Yeah.
How long does this normally take for all of the coffee?
Couple minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you have to be patient for the world's best cup of coffee.
You do.
From Tamara.
It's worth the wait.
It is worth, apparently.
Yeah.
It's going to be worth the wait.
So
any other tips for our listeners on brewing the world's perfect cup of coffee before I switch gears to making it bulletproof?
No, I would say, you know what? It's worth it. Okay. It sounds like a lot of equipment, but you don't need the fancy gooseneck. These, by the way, you can buy these little pour over things. for I think I paid $5 for this one. And the one that you have was maybe $6 at the grocery store.
I got the good one.
Yeah. And you can buy fancy ones that are ceramic or metal. Don't bother.
So basically it's a cost of one cup of coffee from Starbucks or wherever.
Yes.
And now you can do it at home and make just as good.
Yes. The beans might be a little bit more expensive, but that's
how much should I be spending on beans? Should I not be spending $4 from the discount store?
Well, that's a good brand. If it's, you know what? I would say just check to make sure it didn't expire.
Do they really expire?
Yeah.
Do beans really expire?
Yeah. They lose their oil and they fade in taste. So you want them fresh, but sometimes you can get discount coffee and it's perfectly good. It's just, they didn't sell it. It's, you know, they didn't move it fast enough, so they don't have it.
But it smells amazing.
Yeah. So you don't have to, but if you're going to splurge, you don't splurge on this. Don't splurge on the kettle. Splurge on the coffee.
Okay. So buy a good fresh bean that's non-acidic.
Bean. Yes. Whole bean. And even the storage. $3.
And store it in an airtight glass container.
Yes.
Not in the freezer.
Not in the freezer. Yeah. That's it. That is your, okay. There's your world's best cup
of tea. Well, Tamara, you've really rocked my world here.
Well,
is it time for me to taste it? Can I taste it?
Yeah, try it.
So here's a dirty, lazy question, because this is what my instincts want me to do, is to reuse this over and over again all day long. That's what my husband will do, and I will do it. We're dirty, lazy people. We will just keep pouring water. Is that bad?
You can do that, but it will no longer be the world's best.
Then it will be the world's worst.
It's the world's secondiest.
It'll be
the world's okayest.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So it's if I do that, I just need to know going in, that's what will happen.
You're just going to lose some of the good flavor.
Is it time to taste it?
Yes. It's just give it a try.
Because I was worried about being burned, but now I'm not.
Yeah.
That is the world's best cup of coffee I've ever had.
Yay. Now your life is richer.
Let me give Tamara a big cheers.
Cheers.
It is richer with more delicious coffee. It is robust. It feels non-acidic. You're right.
Yeah.
It has a good flavor. I don't feel the need to add a bunch of stuff to it. It tastes delicious on its own.
Good. Well, what if we do?
It tastes exactly like the expensive cup of coffees that you might find at a expensive coffee place.
Oh, good.
I'm a fan.
See, now you can save money. It is cheaper than going to like Starbucks and getting the pour over. It's cheaper than that.
It's delicious.
So if you're keto, do you have to drink bulletproof? Can I just have it black, or do I have to have it bulletproof?
Well, I'm excited.
Bulletproof.
I know. What the heck is that? I think that there's a lot of myths about coffee, Tamara, especially with keto and dirty, lazy keto. I think people are new. That's one of the first questions is they say, well, you know, what do I have for breakfast? A, they can make their chaffle like we made in our last cooking episode. But then two, they want to know, what do I have to have in my coffee? And a lot of people feel like they have to do it just because they've heard the phrase bulletproof coffee. So first of all, you don't have to do it. This is just something, it's a tool. You do not. If you like your coffee like Tamara, black and just straight, enjoy it that way. This is just an option. And furthermore, if you see a bag of coffee at the grocery store that says bulletproof, please put it down.
It's a waste of money.
No, that's a waste of money. And it's in fact, just a marketing ploy, just some company, you know, put bulletproof on the outside of their package. So don't be fooled by that. So let me get my little platter of ingredients that you can choose if you want to make your coffee bulletproof.
Perfect. So, hey, Stephanie, would you want to do bulletproof because maybe you need extra fat? Is that why some people like to use bulletproof? Because it just gives you a fat that you need for the day?
So great question. A lot of people on Dirty Lazy Keto or just keto in general, they try to do more intermittent fasting where they maybe stop eating at the end of the night after dinner and don't pick up eating until the next day, maybe later in the morning. Basically, they're just trying to eat less, right? That's like a fancy pants way of saying they're cutting back on eating so much, which I totally get it. And so for those people, they may want to start off the day with a cup of coffee with a little fat in it. That way they can prolong the fast until they start eating breakfast. And so what that means is they're just putting a fat of their choosing inside their cup of coffee. And I'm going to hold up this platter for all of our YouTube
lots
listeners
of options.
To see. Lot of choices here. And I may not even have all of them. I'll go through each one.
Yeah.
Tell us what's on there. For our audio listeners, I'll describe each one too. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'm going to explain what your choices are. So the first choice, which is probably the most obvious or most common, is just heavy whipping cream. Yeah. And it's one or 0 grams of net carbs per one.
That's tablespoon.
Anyway, it's cheap. It's readily available. Here's the problem though, Tamara, you mentioned this earlier. What do people tend to do with this?
Yeah. Pour in a half a cup.
They're all right. And why do they do that? Because it tastes fabulous.
It tastes good. It tastes like whipped cream.
Like ice cream.
Yeah.
So when you are putting this in your coffee, please be wary of that. Like a serving size is quite small. Think about that coffee scoop that Tamara said was 2 tablespoons. And this is, you know, a lot less. So be mindful. It's a common way to enjoy a little fat, but it's also very dense in calories. And a second option would be using half and half. I prefer this, actually. I think it's cheaper and more available. And it is 1 gram of net carbs per 2 tablespoon serving. So I like get a little bit more bang for my buck.
And you can use a little more too, right? Like if you like a heavy cream, you can use double the half and half.
Right? I like that. Like I'm more is always better for me because I have problems with portion control. Yeah, but then again, if you're like at Starbucks or Phil's or one of those fancy places, you can ask for the heavy whipping cream in a separate cup and you can even have them add water to it. So if you prefer that flavor, they'll steam up some boiling water or you could yourself. Right?
That's awesome.
Now, Tamara, tell us about this little guy.
Oh, those are great. Those are a little frother. Yeah, they're a little frother. They're not expensive. I don't know. I think I paid $10-15 for mine. Is that what you paid?
I ordered mine on Amazon because I knew we were doing this episode. So how do you use this to help you with your cream?
Okay, so
if you choose to put cream in it, what do you do?
You first of all, don't put it directly into your don't put your cream in your coffee cup and then use that. Put it in a separate cup.
Whoa. So I don't put this in here and then Oh my God. I've been doing it wrong all this time.
Did it not get very frothy?
I don't know. I just thought I was doing it right.
It won't get very. Yeah. So get a separate cup and then pour it into the cup and then froth it. So this little, it's just a little, like it looks like a dental tool, doesn't it? Like it looks, if I had to describe it to our audio, it looks like the size of a water pick or something, right?
Yeah. And very expensive. Like you said, easy to use. It's battery operated. You just press battery operated.
And then, so you put it in a separate cup. Yeah. Then you turn it on and move it around and it'll froth it up in just, you know, less than a minute. Is it getting thicker already?
Yeah. This is life changing. I had no idea this is what you're supposed to do.
See, if you do it, if you put the cream in your coffee, it tries to froth the coffee, but coffee doesn't froth. So you want it separate and then you pour it into
and it becomes quite thick, almost like whipping cream.
So
or
another
cream.
tip.
Now can I add it to my coffee?
Pour half of it, stir it, and then you'll have a layer of froth at the top. So it looks fancy like a cappuccino.
This is amazing. We are making now the world's best bulletproof
coffee. And if you really want to get fancy, dust some cocoa powder on top of your
Tamara, I'm going to impress you. Are you ready? this I can do. This I can do. So I wrote this in the Dirt Cheap Cookbook as a little tip to make themselves fancy and save money. In fact, I did tell a story about you in the cookbook.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. I tell a lot of stories about Tamara in the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks. I don't know if she knows that. I may have to read them on air.
I do, anyway, I'm like, I can't believe she said that.
You're all, damn it, Stephanie. Well, anyway, I talk about, Tamara goes to get coffee how many times a day?
Oh, once a day at least.
Or twice a day.
Yeah, sometimes perhaps. On a really bad day.
On a bad day, Tamara loves her coffee. So I was joking about that in one of the cookbooks. And I said that I can't do that because I'm poor. And I just do it at home. And so I keep my cinnamon and my cocoa, like Tamara suggested, in thrift store salt and pepper shakers.
Smart.
You like that? And I just keep it by my coffee maker. And then it makes me feel fancy.
It is very fancy.
It's very fancy.
And with your little, the frother makes it feel super fancy, doesn't it?
It's very fancy. Now I have the best cup of coffee. I'm going to have a sip.
Yes.
See how it tastes.
With the best fat, bulletproof added fat.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're not done. We have some more facts to look at. I want to just hold this up again, just so we know there's a couple more coming.
Can we add sugar?
We can.
And sugar substitute?
Absolutely. That's the great part about dirty lazy keto is that we are dirty with our ingredients. We break the rules. It's okay to use artificial ingredients. If you want to use, monk fruit or swerve, or you want to use Splenda or any of the artificial sweeteners, I think you should just go for it. It's a cup of coffee for crying out loud, and you don't want to feel resentful or angry that you're missing out on the way you used to enjoy your coffee.
Yes.
So why not?
And if you're craving something sweet, a sweet, frothy, milky coffee, you said, it tastes like a little ice cream or something.
It's like heaven. And I get real crazy, Tamara. I know this is probably against the world's best coffee rules, but I order the Torani or Da Vinci or Skinny Girl brand sugar-free flavored coffee syrups. And they come in all sorts of fun flavors like eggnog, English toffee, pumpkin. I get the holiday pack at Christmas time. Vanilla is a good standby. They're a lot of fun.
Again, it makes your coffee like whatever makes you feel good. I mean, I'm not a pumpkin spice person. Sorry, all you pumpkin spice people. But if that's what you like, there's a sugar-free version somewhere.
There's always a sugar-free version somewhere. And really the fat that you want in your coffee, again, it'll just maybe prolong the hunger. It'll keep you feeling fuller longer. Be careful of how much you use. Some of the other options might include coconut milk. I like the canned variety. It's 12 to 14% of fat. Okay, don't get the light stuff. You don't want the light and you don't want the unsweetened. You want the full flavor.
And you find that in your ethnic section, by the way, in the Asian section.
And I find mine at the 99-cent store.
or there. Nice.
speaking of ethnic grocery stores, a lot of folks like to put a little ghee in their bulletproof coffee. Ghee is just purified butter, and it's an Indian ingredient that's used in a lot of cooking. That's why Indian food tastes so good, as it has a lot of ghee. So that's an option for you. You can also use, just to wrap up the milk category, you can use a dairy alternative milk. Like we talked about the can of coconut milk, but there's also packaged dairy alternative milk that does have fat in it, even though it's low in net carbs. You'll find by looking at the label that these also have fat. And granted, the serving is more like a cup.
Yeah.
So Tamara, if you used a full cup, what would that be called in your coffee? Is that like a cafe au lait or?
Oh yeah. With
what's the technical latte term?
Latte usually has probably more milk than coffee. So I would call that a latte, but I don't know. Some other coffee experts might correct me on that.
Well, that sounds about right. I mean, you would use like a cup of dairy alternative milk that has maybe 1 gram of net carb per serving.
Yeah.
And it has the fat, and then you could make your bulletproof coffee that way.
I think a latte is 3 parts milk to 1 part coffee.
You think?
I think. Anyway.
You pulled that out. You were like,
I did. No, I heard. Yes, of course.
Super impressive.
Yeah.
This one's probably the most controversial, Tamara, is adding butter to your coffee. A lot of people say, oh, if you're keto, you have to add grass-fed Kerrygold butter to your coffee. Now, I have strong opinions on this.
Okay.
Do you have strong opinions on Kerrygold butter?
Can I just be honest with you? The thought of putting butter in my coffee sounds gross. So
The world's best cup of coffee person.
Thank you. So, yeah.
Well, everyone is allowed to have their opinion. And I'm going to have to admit that I wanted to try it because I was like, what's all the hubbub about? And I put it in my book and I was really obnoxious about it. And people wrote me letters. They complained. They yelled at me. They wrote me emails.
Oh, really?
It was like a thing. I was like almost kicked out of the keto club. So I had to try it. And I'm going to admit it. It does taste pretty damn good.
It does. I'm going to try.
It really does. I may have been wrong.
So
I don't admit this very often. Butter in coffee is, in fact, quite delicious.
But any butter, or is it the Kerrygold that's particularly good?
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. In my opinion, butter tastes good in coffee, frothed up, of course. I don't personally see the difference between Kerrygold butter or any other kind of butter. I buy my butter at Walmart, and that's my opinion.
Okay. So do you melt the butter before you put it in, or do you just let it melt in the coffee?
Well, now that you told me your special trick, Tamara, I might try. I've never done that before. Honestly, I always just you know, I don't do a separate thing.
Well, butter
just
doesn't
shove it in.
Butter doesn't froth. So I would think if you just put it in there, but it might lower the temperature of your coffee if you don't melt it first. Just a thought.
Again,
we'll have to try
that's an advanced course.
Okay.
That we'll be doing on a future
that's
episode.
Coffee 2001.
That is coffee 2021.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And my last bit of advice for those of you considering trying to make a quote unquote bulletproof cup of coffee. I know a lot of our listeners really like using MCT oil. This is medium triglyceride oil. Basically, all you're having here is coconut. I want to make that clear. There's nothing fancy going on here. This is just MCT oil comes from coconuts.
Okay.
So okay. It's now, this is very potent. It's a different type. It's probably purified. They use this in baby food. And it can cause problems with people's intestines. Okay. It's very explosive.
Uh-oh.
So be forewarned, people.
Okay. So if you're going to try it, don't do it on a day you have to go to work.
Write this down. Less is more. Less is more. I mean, literally start off with drops until you build up a tolerance because you do not want to have to listen to our poop episode.
And it has a coconutty flavor, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think so. Plant-based. There you go. Medium chain.
Now, if you don't want a coconutty oil, can you use like some other, like olive oil or some other oil?
That I've not tried.
Yeah, I haven't either.
That
we'll
sounds
have to get
really
our listeners.
Weird. I would like to hear what people do because I'm sure there's other ways. This is just what I've heard in my experience writing the cookbooks and listening to people in the Facebook support group with Dirty Lazy Keto. And these are just some popular choices. But for sure, if you have a different way of doing it and it works for you, then you should do.
This is a good time to ask our listeners, do you have some great bulletproof coffee tips or ways to make the world's best coffee even bestier?
Oh, do you want to take on Tamara and for the title?
Yes,
we would like to hear your tips.
Yes, please write us in at dirtylazyketo at...
Oh my goodness.
I don't have my notes, Stephanie. You're going to have
to... She lost her mind.
I did.
So listeners, you can send me an email at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Of course, you can always go on Instagram or on the Facebook group. And I am at dirtylazyketo. And I handle all those emails that come in and then share them with Tamara and we review them.
Perfect.
So we hope to hear from our listeners too.
Yes.
I even got a listener email.
Ooh, they're coming in lately.
They're coming
I'm
in.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it too.
Thank you, listeners.
Should I share this one with you guys?
Yeah, please read it.
So the person's name is a little bit cryptic. This is a review that was left on Apple Podcasts by Casa de Pie.
Mm.
Okay.
I like Casa de Pie.
You like that?
Well,
this person wrote us a lovely, it's a lady, I think. She said, "My mom and I have been working together to lose weight. We have both had our struggles with plateaus, but we continue the course. Your podcasts and books have helped us both to stay on track. We often message each other a tip that you and Tamara have given us. Keep up the encouraging advice."
Keep up the good work, you two. And working together, supporting each other.
That's it's all about.
Two thumbs up.
And hey, Tamara, I don't know if you noticed behind me.
Yeah, what is that?
So this is the Women's World episode, or Women's World magazine. It just came out. I got mine at Safeway yesterday.
Oh, I'm going to have to get one.
Do you notice anyone on the cover?
Yes, look at you, right in the middle, right? I love that. So Stephanie
my
on the
son
front
was like,
cover.
"Wait a minute, I don't see you." And I'm like, "I'm there." And he's like, "I don't see you." And I'm like, "I'm there." And he's like, "Oh, you're that little tiny person in the corner?"
But you're there on the front cover. Thank you very much.
I'm on the cover. But you know what's more important to me, Tamara, is on the inside, there's this wonderful article about No Cook Keto. And there's a terrific article where they interview a member of our Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group. She is 63 years old. Okay.
Is that Carol?
No,
or
this is actually Kathy. This is Kathy. R.
Okay.
New person, and she talks about how she lost a crazy amount of weight in the last year and all of her tips and favorite recipes. So I hope that our listeners will check it out.
And congratulations, Kathy.
I know, right? I'm so proud of her.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we hope that you will leave us an honest review, just like our listener did that we read about earlier. And maybe you too can be featured on the next podcast. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com, where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.